The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to a brand new episode here on Gamertag Radio. This is a special episode, by the way, because we just finished wrapping up watching the Xbox Developer Direct 2026, the first one of the year, of course, and it's a great way to start the conversation about also the 25th anniversary of Xbox, which is happening later this year. So we're going to be talking about everything, our feedback, the thoughts, everything. And for today's episode, we have Rian Emmanuel Pena. What's up, Ri?
Hello out there. I'm happy to join. Really exciting stuff today, and even a little surprise, which was fun.
Yeah, yeah. So let's go with the first game that they showed. And we also predicted it was going to be Forza Horizon 6.
Oh, yeah. And we nailed the order.
Yeah, yeah. And it happened. And your thoughts, because for me, I'm a huge Forza Horizon 6 fan. Actually, Horizon fan. And, you know, I played all the games from the beginning. But this one looks very different because we've been requesting Japan for the longest time. And now we're going to go there and actually play in Japan. Lots of things you do there. But, man, graphically, it looks so beautiful. So beautiful.
Definitely. I think some of the things that stood out to me, first off, shout out to not only Playground, who are leading the charge on this, but also Turnitin, who's still in the mix on Forza Horizon 6. Some of the things that I really, really loved seeing today were the soundscapes that they're adding to the game. And they gave some examples in the video. If you haven't got a chance to watch it, definitely go up and check out the live reaction that Danny has on his channel. But the echo that you hear when you drive like under a bridge, or, you know, the sound of the waterfall falling in the distance as you're driving past it, all of it is really, really good. And mm-hmm. that level of immersion is something that the Horizon series is so, so good at pulling off. And, you know, this is no departure from that. They've actually stepped it up even further, which is hard to imagine because their games have been so good for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one thing I have to mention that we forgot to talk about is that this is all game day one Game Pass and also Xbox Play Anywhere. Now with Forza,
every game in the entire Developer Direct, yeah.
Yeah. I know with Forza, it's coming out first on PC and Xbox, but in the future, which they did mention briefly, there's also going to be available on PlayStation. So it looks like it might come out later this year on PlayStation, because PlayStation, a lot of people bought Forza Horizon 5, which is an older game, and it was one of the best games that sold on for the PlayStation. Was it PlayStation Store? Because it only came out on digital, not physical. So, yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait to play this, man. It looks really, really good. I know I talked about briefly one of the episodes of Gamertag Radio about the music and the radio station. I know they did mention they're going to have artists from Japan, also worldwide artists in there. So yeah, I'm curious about that part too, about the radio stations, you know, in the game.
Very
so,
cool. Also yeah. Her name escapes me right now, but shout out to our PR friend from the Luminous team, who
enhance yeah.
Yeah,
Koyo, what's her name? Yeah,
you can look it up while I'm speaking, but yeah, like shout out to her. She joined the efforts for Forza Horizon 6 and making sure that they're iteration of Japan, or their representation of Japan rather, is accurate and has a lot more depth to it than it would have otherwise. Like, she explained earlier in the video that they had this hangar, this building where you're keeping, I believe, where you're keeping all your cars, and they needed a numeral for it. They needed a designation for it. And she chose the numbers 7 and 8, which are lucky numbers. And it was just really cool details that they've added to this it installment, rather, of Forza Horizon. It's, you can tell that they really care, and they put a lot of heart into it. And that's really awesome to see.
Yeah. What's your thoughts about the new thing that they added to? Now you could get together with your friends and also customize different levels and create levels together. I think that's going to be the highlight. A lot of people are going to be doing that. You know, we could go online, chat, just relax and just design, and then release it to our community. Like, that's something that's going to be cool to do together.
They're calling it a convoy system, where you can like link up with your buddies, and people have made so many fun things, like life-size Hot Wheels tracks and things, and they have all kinds of cool creation tools in this installment. So yeah, it should be fun to see what people can come up with. You know, they said it sounds very Animal Crossing, like, yeah, where you're just hanging out with your buddies and building stuff.
Now, how do you see yourself playing this? You're only going to be playing more like the online, offline? I usually go offline first. Once I do the majority of the things in there, then I'll go online and compete and do activities. And I know there's extra content in there too that you could play online.
Yeah, I'm more of a hands-off Forza appreciator. So I like seeing what people come up with. I like watching the races. And I'm not a racing sim fanatic. So I will probably mostly be watching you play and looking up all of the different cool tracks that people come up with on YouTube and on socials.
Yes, that's going to be really cool. So May 19th, I think that's a pretty good date for this game. Thank God it's not later this year. May is around the corner. It's right there.
Yeah. It's the only date we got during the Developer Direct, but
yes,
it's a good one.
That's the part I'm a little disappointed. Like, I get it, you know, fall, spring, I get it, but man, I need to hear some dates, man, to get me a little bit more excited. But I get it. Developing games is not easy, you know? So, but look, take your time. I can't wait to play this later this year. So, with all the other games, you know? So, what are the next game you think we should talk about next?
Yeah, I mean, I think we should just go in order, but Beast of Reincarnation, like, wow, what a cool looking game. I will say this is really impressive to see coming from Game Freak, who are probably most well known as the developers of the Pokemon series. Mm-hmm. But they've made other things. They let us know in the video. They're like, hey, don't, you know, give us our flowers. We got some other receipts. But it's really awesome to hear from the developers just themselves that they were inspired to make something else that really pulls on their experience from Pokemon and companions and battle systems and different ways of expressing those themes. And, you know, this setting and this, what is it, the year's 4000 something, you know, humanity has been mostly wiped out due to this plant blight that has taken over the planet. There are, you know, some resistance, some colonies, lots of advanced technology, but not a lot of humans left. And, you know, our hero character, Emma, she's uniquely capable of sealing away some of these blighted spirits in her own body and can connect to the plant life and her companion that she comes across, Ko, and use those skills to, you know, level up her character and battle against all of these bosses. And it's just such a cool setting for a team that knows its way around companions and battles. Mm-hmm. And when I say they know their way around battles, Danny, this gameplay looks so good, right?
Yeah, it looks really good. I know we briefly talked about it. It has that action part, like with games like Ninja Gaiden, right? But it also has RPG elements in there. So I know when you go to the Xbox Wired website official page, they call it a one person, one dog action RPG. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing. I can see myself doing a lot of things with my companion. Do you see yourself doing too?
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool because they have this, you know, sort of rope that comes out of either the Emma's hair or Ko's tail, and you know, your wolf plant friend. And the synergy between the two, it works really well, because as your hero Emma blocks and like lands really good attacks, it powers up Ko to do special moves, and then you can, you know, kind of transition into bullet time, and then you have a few seconds to choose a support action from your animal companion. Mm-hmm. And I like that the conceit is that you are sort of soothing these disturbed spirits, and it's got a very Ori kind of feel to it in that way, where, you know, you are healing the planet through fighting a bunch of stuff, which is cool. And it's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, I like the lore of this, the world, and like how there's a story behind every, you know, Malefact, which is what they're calling these hybrid plant animals, and how there's a story behind the golems, which are, you know, past humans who tried to seal themselves away in non-organic bodies, but then their spirit faded away and now they're just these enemies floating around. Like it's really cool character and enemy design. And again, I just like original ideas and original IP, and coming from such an experienced studio, I know they're going to do something really special with this. And I cannot wait to get our hands on it. I know you didn't get a date, but I mean, summer is soon enough for me. I'm excited to play this whenever we can.
Now, I know they said summer. Now, when during the summer is the right time to release this? Because remember, we have a lot of action-packed games also coming out later this year, which is Gears of War, E-Day.
Yeah.
We have Fable coming out later this year.
Campaign Evolve,
Halo, right? There's a lot going on. Also Call of Duty. When is the right time to release this game during the summer? I think personally, maybe July?
My answer is always when it's ready. Like that's the hardest part of all of this is, you know, I don't envy what Sarah and the team over there have to balance and trying to figure out how to coordinate all of these big releases. So they each have their moment. And they each have the full support of the marketing teams and, you know, first party support. But at the same time, it's a lot to fit in the calendar, like you're saying. So, you know, hopefully they can put all the pieces together and those gold certification dates line up.
I know.
You know, as soon as they pass cert, it's basically up to the publishing team when it goes out.
All right. So the next game of the surprise was from Double Fine.
What a fun surprise.
What's the name of this game?
The name of this game is Kiln. So a kiln is the fire that you use to cure clay into different pottery or, you know, decorations, swords, whatever you have. And Tim had Tim Schafer from Double Fine had a really fun blooper in the video where he tried to give the description of the type of game it is several times, failing. But it is, let's see if I can nail it.
Yeah, I'm going to try it too. Go for it.
It is an online multiplayer pottery party brawler. Look at me. I talk for a living.
Let me see if I can do it. Online multiplayer pottery party brawler. It's a tongue twister in there, man. So
it's a fun tongue twister. But yeah, basically you're creating your character out of clay, and you go to a pottery wheel and you mold a lump of clay into a vase or a pot or a cup or a saucer. There are several different like archetypes of pottery that you're going to choose based on what kind of shape you make, and you can make any shape you can think up, and you go into a 4v4 party combat with your friends who have made their own pots, and you're trying to carry water to your enemy player's kiln to douse their flames so they can't make any more pots. And what a great concept, right?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. Like I see people creating all types of their own characters in there, big and small. I see myself doing more of like a smaller, not too big character.
You want more
for
movement
me.
Speed?
More, yeah. I think the key for me is the speed in this one. But there's people that want to get something bigger because of more of power.
Yeah,
you know,
tank.
So do you see yourself doing the same thing, smaller, bigger?
I don't know. It really depends. They gave us a lot of fun details, like the fact that your moves are going to be unique to the type of shape that you choose, and each archetype has different power moves. So that's probably what's going to decide it for me. Like they said, like the tall vases can turn into a sword and like spear people, or that, you know, the big, huge, like wide plates can stomp things. So it just depends on what power move feels the most satisfying, I'm guessing is what it's going to choose for me. But I'm excited to just make pretty pots, and like it's cool that they give you the freedom to create and destroy. And that's a nice, nice sort of thesis statement that they use to make this game. And it came out of something that, if you're not familiar with Double Fine, they do something that's called, what is it?
Something Fortnite. Something Fortnite. I can't remember the name exactly, but yeah.
Where the whole team, the entire studio, takes 2 weeks off from whatever project they're working on, whatever big game it is, and they do something completely different from scratch. Everybody submits ideas. The teams vote on what their favorites are, and the winner gets made. And games have come out of that before. And what's really cool is that they've been developing this while they're also working on Keeper, which just released recently. And Keeper and Killen are a nice kind of like double-sided view of how unique the studio is and how fun they can be and how vibrant their creativity really is. But I'm really excited to see these maps. Like, they showed so many different environments. It was giving me a lot of Psychonauts vibes, where there's lots of little secrets and hidden things going on, where there's a sponge on the floor, and if you pour water on it, it blocks that pathway, or you have moving platforms that only certain shaped pots can fit on. There's a lot of fun things like that that they've thought of, and it looks like a very capable base 4v4 shoot, like base battle 4v4 game, and they even added like a dance floor and a 1v1 battle pit. Like there's just so much to discover in this online multiplayer Pottery Party Brawler, and I'm really excited for us to jump in there. I know I saw a few people already on Twitter and in our play group who are ready to get in there. So I don't. While we were watching this, it was one of those things we were hoping that it was a stealth drop and we could play it now. But they said spring, and they said there's a closed beta. So closed beta. We should be able to get our hands on Killen soon. Hopefully we can get into that closed beta, because I got to see this thing in person. This looks too cool.
Yeah, one thing I forgot to mention. I know depends on the environment, the level that you're playing. There's going to be areas that you could go in there depending on your size. So like,
I mentioned this
discovery and all that stuff. So I know that also will make me decide: should I make it a little bit smaller? Should I make it a little bit bigger?
I think you just want a tiny little ninja character. That sounds like what you're trying to vibe with.
I'm more about speed, because power. I get it, but here's the thing. With speed, I could, because the bigger character is going to be a little bit slower compared to the smaller one. Now, for me, it's just going to take a lot more time to win, to attack and everything, because my character is probably not going to be as strong as compared to like a bigger one, So
you can't carry as much water to the enemy's base.
That's another thing too. Yeah, that's another one too. Yeah. So, but if I could discover and go to hidden areas, I'm all in,
Hey, maybe you find a quick path that unlocks for the other bigger characters, and you can flip a switch, and then we can all just like attack. Who knows?
Yeah, because if I'm putting a lot of water out there, and people are like, "Man, who is this?"
Yeah, maybe attack. You find a fire hose or something.
Yeah, everybody's gonna go after me, So
yeah. It's fun. It's fun to think of this as kind of like a zany Dota, but it's going to be fun to get into. And the creativity at Double Fine is just nearly unmatched. I can't think of anybody who's making games like that. And once again, original, new idea. Yeah, people have done 4v4 or brawlers before, but this is something that we've never seen. That always makes me excited. I'm glad that we, even in an environment and a gaming industry that is making a lot of really harmful choices for developers long term, we still have some fresh ideas, and they're getting made and they're getting put out. So kudos to Double Fine for getting that out the door. That's really fun. And whoever voted for this idea, I voted with you.
This was smart. It was genius.
I would love to see this.
Yeah. I know we're going to go to the next one in a couple of seconds here. But yeah, like, the one thing that we've been talking about for a very long time, people are like, "Oh, I'm tired of playing the same games. I would love to see new IPs." This is a new IP. The Beast Reincarnation is a new IP. Support new IPs. Support it as much as we can, so we get to see more of these type of games in the future. If we don't support it, it's going to be a lot harder for a studio to create a new IP, a new game, because they don't want to risk it, So I'm going to support this. I'm definitely going to support Beast Reincarnation. Like, it both looks incredible. Definitely.
Absolutely.
And I could definitely see myself playing this on Xbox Ally X for me. I could do that.
Oh, yeah. I got mine right here. actually, while we were watching the showcase, I booted mine up just to see if it was going to shadow drop.
So oh, you're ready.
I was so ready to install it right here, right now. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to play that game.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good. It's good to see this from Double Fine. Congrats to them. They always, I love that they always try something new. I love that so much.
Yeah, for sure.
All right,
Danny. Drum roll.
My most.
The big one.
My most anticipated game of 2026. There's several, but it's one of them. Oh, my God. Fable. We are so back. We are so back.
You're back, baby.
Oh, my God. The game looks the design.
It sure does.
The environment.
Well, if you're not familiar. Fable. Oof. Open world RPG, originally created by Lionhead Studios, rest in peace. It has now been picked up by Playground Games. And I love that in the video, they said that everybody who works there now on this project shares two things. Number one, a love, deep love of the Fable series. And number two, a deep desire to bring it back. And I love hearing that because, I don't know, Fable is a very, very special franchise that I know personally I almost worked on a couple of iterations that would have taken it in a very different direction. Uh-huh. And I'm sort of glad that it didn't work out. And this is how we're coming back.
That's good. That's good. And interesting choice too. Playground Games, because they're known for Horizon. They're known for like racing, sports games. They're not known for this, but I like that they've been working on this for a very long time. And I remember seeing job openings to work on this game. They didn't mention the name of it, but I'm like, wow, Playground is hiring a lot. Is this for Horizon? No, it was for Fable. It was for Fable. So, and once we got to see the actual gameplay, which they show a lot of it during the Developer Direct, it looks really, really dope. And it has that Fable vibe from back in the days. But just, you know, a newer version of it, you know. But I think it's going to be good, man. Now, I know one of the things they brought up that I'm very excited about is your choices. The things that you do will affect the game, especially the people in the town. So I see myself buying a lot of houses.
Okay. Okay. You're going to be a landlord?
I'm going to be a landlord. I can see that. Also charge a lot because I need money, you know, so... So I'm probably going to do that now. Maybe I'll get married a couple of times. I want to have a lot of kids and build my own village. That's what I'll do. What about you? How your gameplay is going to be?
I don't know. I tend to try to go like the Paragon morality route on a lot of these games where you have decisions that affect, you know, the world and people's opinions of you. I like being a nice guy. What can I say? However. Oh. We were warned in this game, we were warned in this video that not everybody is going to agree on what's good and what's bad. So maybe buying a bunch of businesses and, you know, running a bunch of hotels is really positive thing in one person's mind. But another NPC, you'll walk up to them and they'll be like, okay, I get it. You're rich, whatever. And they think you're a big uppity jerk. And I'm like, oh, okay, so... Choices matter a lot, but not everybody has the same morality, which is different and challenging. Like, how am I going to be a good guy? So I don't know. I may just be finally forced to just play a game as myself and a real person and not just try to make all the quote unquote right decisions, because unlike in previous Fable games where you, like, for example, you could, like, see yourself becoming evil if you made a bunch of bad choices because, you know, your character would start acting different. People react to you differently. They'd be scared of you instead of proud of you, things like that. This world reacts to you very differently depending on who you're talking to. And every NPC has their own morality, their daily life, the things that impact them. Like, maybe you are a landlord and you evicted somebody because they couldn't pay. They're gonna have beef with you the next time they see you. Like, they know and they remember. It's giving a little bit of that nemesis system that we saw in, was it Shadow of Mordor?
Yes.
Where all of the characters have a memory of what you have done and how you've impacted the world and therefore their lives, which is really cool. But all of this is specifically like the world and townspeople. I think it's also really impressive that things like what you decide to do with, you know, different enemies or different characters will impact the world too. Like they gave the example of the giant guy from the teaser we saw years ago. His name is Dave. Well, apparently this guy accidentally blew himself up and made himself a giant using like a grow potion, Alice in Wonderland style. And you have to decide if you're going to like spare him or off the guy. And if you choose to off him, his giant dead ass body is just going to be laying around. Yep. And all the people who live nearby, their home prices will go down. So like, what? Like, what are you supposed to do? Like it's just so funny to see the morality blown up to this extreme where you really can't make right choices or wrong choices. You just got to make choices. And that's cool to see from Fable, honestly, because like, I've traditionally not played that way. So it's neat. I also think, going back to your comments on the combat coming from Playground, a studio not known for combat games, it looks really, really capable. I mean, you have all your traditional weapons, right? Like your melee stuff, your hammers, your swords, your auto fire arrow. Like you have the magic fireball and lightning and floating swords and all that stuff. But also like the enemy design looks really cool and unique.
The animation looks like, incredible. Yeah.
It's just, I'm just really impressed with how far they've taken this. And of course, just because you've made a racing game doesn't mean you can't make anything else. And once again, jumping back to our conversation about Game Freak with Beast and Reincarnation and also Double Fine with Kiln, it's so great to see devs given a chance to do something different. And granted, Fable is not a unique IP or an original IP, but they are rebooting it. And it is truly an open world RPG. And the character customization and the clothes and the tattoos and scars and, you know, being able to kick a chicken and it turns into a goblin, like all of this stuff is like so different from Forza, and it looks great. And imagine if they weren't given the chance to do this, like we wouldn't have such a cool opportunity to see Fable from another perspective. And I'm just really grateful that, again, even in this environment where games do get canceled and studios do get closed, some people are still getting a chance to do something different. And it's so important that they keep doing it and we get more opportunities like this, because what a great game we would have missed out on otherwise.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But 100%. And I know you briefly mentioned about rebooting this game, right?
Yeah.
So if you go right now to Xbox Wire, there is an interview that just went live now with the Fable GM and also game director, Ralph Fulton. He mentions it, because that was the first question, that what you just mentioned. Is this a full reboot of the entire series, or does it sit in the existing Fable timeline? They said, from the beginning, this is a new beginning. So this is their version of Albion. I know that the last, it's been two generations now since the original trilogy, which you could go right now and download it. It's available there on Xbox. That's the beauty about playing the old games, is available there. But yeah, this is going to be a brand new story, brand new full reboot. And I think this is the right way to introduce a new audience, because this is also going to be available on PlayStation also. So there's going to be a whole group of people that have never experienced Fable ever. And I think this is the right way to do it, instead of having a connection to the original. Now, will there be Easter eggs?
Oh, I'm sure.
From like the fans of Fable, of course, it's going to be there. But I think this is the right way to get a new audience to play Fable for the first time. I think this is a right approach, I think, you know, so.
Absolutely. And they said we have to wait until autumn, very British autumn, to play, which, okay, fine. I get it. Take your time, make the game and do it right. But the wait is so tough because it looks so good. But maybe we'll get a demo or a preview some other time. Maybe there's a few other tentpole moments throughout the year. You know, you never know what will happen between now and autumn. But But when it comes, bro, this is all I'm going to be playing for sure.
So there's two characters that you control. I wonder, can you just switch? Can you like based on there's two characters that you control in this, no? Or is it one character? Could I see?
I don't know what that is. No, you're just you're a custom hero.
Custom hero. Okay. I know they show two different ones. That's why I was like, wait.
They were just showing two different playthroughs. So you customize your character and you can look and dress and act however you want.
No, that's good.
Yeah, just one playable character. I mean, you can make two saves if you want to play two different ways. Yeah.
Do you see
you can make infinite
that?
Saves. You probably see a lot of different things happen in the game depending on your choices, which, you know, replayability, that's a good way to do it.
Do you see yourself doing two different ones or just focus on one?
I'll definitely do one playthrough and I'll try to be a good person. I would like to be a rich person. And I don't know if I might like pick a character and try to play that character. Like, am I going to be like a Scrooge or am I going to be like a Robin Hood or, you know what I mean? Like, I might try to play like as a certain person in history or something like that, or a character from fictional history. I don't know. Most likely, I don't tend to play myself. That's the thing. I don't tend to play like, what would Rihanna do in this world? I'd usually just imagine a very different person and play through depending on their values and their choices. But I don't know. I got to think about it. Like, I've never had to think about it this hard before, which is different for me. But what about you? You said you want to, you know, have a whole compound full of your children. But what else is on your list of things to do?
I don't see myself doing anything evil, but I know based on my choices, it's going to make people happy and a lot angry with me.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When I play games like this where you make your own choices, I have never been like the bad guy. I've never done that before, ever. It's not my style, but I know there's going to be people going to be mad. So how can I make them happy? That's something I have to like figure out once I play the game, you know? So
yeah, I think this game is going to be tough for people pleasers like you and me. We're going to have to figure it out.
Yeah. And I bet you Rhea is going to discover things that I probably missed out or stuff that she discovered first that I discover later. You know, it's going to be interesting hearing the different stories from everybody that starts playing this game.
Maybe strategically we should choose to do different things with some of the bigger moments just to see.
But here's the thing that I want. I want us just to play and discover, and we could compare what, you know, have you done that? What was your choice? How is different based on the choices that we made in the game? Because here's the thing. I know you mentioned about one of the characters that he becomes big.
Hey.
They never mention the consequences of him being still alive. Like, I know
they didn't.
What's going to happen? Is the prices going to go higher? Is he going to be annoying?
Does he destroy the town? Like,
The town? That area that he's in, dead, is that going to get all messed up because of his, like, he's so tall and he's just walking around everywhere? We don't know. We're going to find out.
What if you're trying to get with his sister? Maybe you got to keep him alive, you know, so baby girl, don't get mad.
What happened if he found a potion that turns him even small, but smaller, all the way to like a little guy? We don't know. Anything could happen. Anything
is
possible.
What will happen today? We must know.
You know what? Here's my prediction. I think that we probably, okay, don't kill him, right? He's going to be tall. But probably there's going to be a potion where you could probably put it back to normal. Or maybe it's another potion that you mess up that he becomes even smaller. There's a lot of, I see the potential of a lot of things happening in this game with
I think he's staying big. My prediction, he's staying big and he's going to be a
menace. The whole game? You think
he's gonna be, he's going to be rolling around, stomping on trees and stuff, stealing people's cows to eat. I think he's going to be a whole problem. He's going to turn into a giant goblin.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. Anything else, Ree? Anything else? I know you mentioned that this one is going to be fall of this
autumn.
Year.
Autumn.
I think that's the right time.
It's a good time.
Closer to this holidays, you know? Good time.
They got to spread this stuff out. Fable's a big game, right? And it's going to take us a lot of time to get through it. So it sounds like, so will Beast of Reincarnation. They didn't give us any kind of indication of how many hours you would play these. Obviously, they can't do that right now. The games aren't done. But those are two very big ones. And we still have those other big ones that you mentioned earlier. So space them out as much as you can. Give the devs the time to make the games the right way, the way they want to release them. And we'll wait, y'all. Just don't crunch and don't fire people, please. We'll wait.
We'll wait.
Just give this it to me good, you know?
You know what's so cool about this, about Fable? I went right now to Twitter, and the first thing I got to see is PlayStation promoting this game.
Hey, that's awesome.
Because it's going to be available on PS5.
One big happy gamer family.
This is dope. I like this, man. We need more of this. We need more. Look, I know it's business and all that stuff, but it unites us as gamers. Like, this is cool.
Gamers unite.
Gamers unite. Like, I love that. I love that.
Amen.
Instead of the whole, you know, Xbox is places. No, this is going to be cool, man. Everybody's going to experience this. Everybody. This is awesome.
Hell yeah.
Same thing with Forza Horizon and all the other games that they showed. It's going to be available everywhere. This is so cool. Xbox Play Anywhere.
Cheers to that. If you have Game Pass, you are set
you're golden.
For this year.
You're golden. You're good. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for watching and also listening to Gamer Tag Radio. Can't wait. Can't wait to play these games. Can't wait. And make sure to hit us up. Go on Discord and let us know your thoughts. Your thoughts about the presentation and everything, man. So, Reed, thank you for joining us. Yep. And until next time, everyone, we're out. Take care. Bye.
Bye.